Welcome to the Midday with Stephanie over yonder. I'm Norman.
And we have a couple of guests in the studio. Every 2 years, the Norwegian Singers Association of America holds a Zangerfest or Singers Festival. Oh, it's a sibilant S, Zangerfest or Singers Festival, to perform and cultivate the love and understanding of Scandinavian music. Except for a couple of years during the war, there has been a Zangerfest every other year since 1892. And this week, choruses from all over the Midwest have gathered in Madison and will perform a free concert of individual short programs tonight. And then Zangerfest culminates with a grand concert on Saturday night. 225 singers and the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra on the stage at the Overture Center in Madison. Our two guests today are John Lewis, who is president of the NSAA and a member of Madison's Edvard Grieg Chorus of Madison. And also, he mentioned that he's from far western Norway, Wales. And Dr. David Judish, who is the voice and opera director at Luther College and is director-in-chief of the Norwegian Singers Association, and will be marshaling all of these forces this week. Welcome, David and John.
Thank you
very much.
Well, how do you work with 225 chorus members to pull together something like this?
Very carefully.
Yes.
We will begin our first rehearsal this afternoon at 1:30. And so we'll run through some numbers, and we have a total of 15 pieces that we will be doing as a massed chorus. And then actually 4 of those pieces will be accompanied by the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. So we'll look forward to that, and we'll get together with the Chamber Orchestra on Saturday, and they'll join us in our rehearsal and big concert Saturday night.
That sounds really exciting. Now, as far as the program goes, do you draw your music from classical choral tradition, or are these folk songs? What is the program like?
Well, you know, we do have a formula that we try to follow. First of all, we want to try to do as much Scandinavian music as we can. And as you might guess, because our constituency is becoming less and less Norwegian, meaning men who were actually born in Norway, so that the Norwegian and the Scandinavian is a little bit less than it was, say, 20 years ago.
Do you allow people that are not full-blooded Norwegians to be?
Absolutely. You know, after all, in my chorus, we have a Judish, and we used to have a Mitvalsky, and we had a number of other people that don't end in S-O-N or something like that.
I suspect that's fairly common kind of national or folk music phenomenon around the country from what I've seen.
I mean, you know,
the Russian Folk Orchestra has some very un-Russian-sounding names in it.
That's right. Our formula is that we try to do, for example, we try to do a show tune, or we do, and we also try to do a spiritual. We almost always end with the Norwegian male chorus classic piece called Landsiding or Landkjenning by Edvard Grieg.
What's the translation of that?
Landsiding. It's the story of King Olaf when he gathered his forces and then set sail for Norway, and he then became the first Christian king of Norway. So it's that story. And so we usually finish with Landkjenning. We try to do sacred pieces. And then, for example, we're doing Cry Out and Shout by Knut Nystedt. Nystedt, by the way, is a living Norwegian composer. He's in his 90s, and he's a very nice man. He's very well-published in choral music. We're doing some other sacred numbers as well. Joseph Martin, Toccata of Praise. A piece by Isola called Holy Lord of All. We're doing Mozart, Gloria in Excelsis.
That's a fun piece for everyone.
Yeah, and then we do some, We try to do a novelty piece of some sort. This year, our novelty piece is called Bodenlot, and it's the story of a cat.
Ow.
So we'll have auditions one of these days for the role of the cat.
Well, and there is a little bit of cat literature. There's a traditional Rossini wrote his...
Not cat litter, cat but...
Thank you for clarifying that. Rossini was among those who wrote a duet for two cats, and it is there's nothing held back there. It's definitely a couple of cats.
Definitely a classic.
So, yeah.
And that's the novelty. So you've got a little bit of everything. You've got some of the historical music and classical, some choral.
We do.
Sacred.
This year we also commissioned a Norwegian-American who lives in Arizona to arrange some a piece for us. So that will be for male chorus and brass quintet. And so it's brand new, and it's very interesting. It's probably like nothing we have quite done before, and the guys will find it to be interesting as
well. It is not only interesting, but the first time we sang it, I hated it. But it grows on you. It's a very, very interesting piece, very dark and moody in the beginning, and then full of exhilaration and ebullience at the end. It's really very, very interesting.
Maybe reflects the short days during the winter and the long days at midsummers. In Scandinavia, there's such a tradition of celebrating midsummer. Is that the reason that you gather during this time, or is that just happenstance?
No, I don't think so. Of course, yesterday was Sankt Hans Day.
What is that?
Well, St. John's Day. And as I understand it, well, I've been in Norway when this celebration has occurred, but it's usually done on the 23rd of June rather than on which would be the 21st, which is the longest day of the year, and it's celebrated with bonfires. Usually the bigger the better. and picnics, and frequently, if you're far enough north in Norway, it doesn't really get dark.
You have the midnight sun kind of
yes,
effect.
Yes, if you go far enough north, you will see the midnight sun at midnight. Yeah.
And the folks who have been there say that on that night there are fires on the shores of the fjord, so that if you're standing by a fjord, you can see fires all the way around.
That's true.
It's quite wonderful. And the Grieg Chorus in Madison sings at Little Norway on the weekend closest to midsummer every year, and we're doing a song about it.
Excellent.
At the concert.
Is it Midsummer Dance?
Midsummer
Dance, sure.
Yeah, which is actually on one of your CDs, which unfortunately we cannot bring up for one reason or another, so we'll have to settle for mentioning that Midsummer Dance, which sounds like a Grieg title to me, may well be, as well as one of your pieces.
This piece is actually composed by Maurice Sommerfeldt, and he was... in Chicago, he was a former director, I believe, of Bjornson Male Chorus, and they are here at the Signerfest. And it's a very fun little piece. If you're able to play it, that would be wonderful. But
I have heard it today. I mean,
we've been listening to the CD.
For some reason, there is just a balking here that will not be broken through.
So our CD players are being a little persnickety.
We'll have to settle for characterizing it, but as you can imagine, especially if you've heard Grieg, and the kind of lilt that his dances have, you can imagine what that midsummer dance would sound like. From how many in the ensemble?
In past years, we've approached 300, but I guess the registration is about 220 or 30.
227 singers the last... Okay. Time that I checked.
But not singing all at the same time?
Yes.
Or
yes?
All at the same
Saturday
time.
Night, all Saturday. At the same time.
All right, so that's... how can you communicate with that many performers of any kind all at once?
Dr. Judish gets very stern.
We wave our hands and they sing.
You'd about stand.
Well, of course, it's to be understood that there are all of each of us conductors have our own unique way. And so what we try to do at Sangerfest is that we try to bring that all together into one way, if we can. And most of the time, we do it very well.
Have most of these choruses been here before and worked with you before?
Yes, all of them have. Mm-hmm.
So they know your style.
I think so, yeah. So, and we have a great time. We'll have maybe a two-hour rehearsal each afternoon, beginning today, and then tomorrow, and then Saturday as well.
Tighten things right up.
Yep, no problem.
Now, John, I'm looking at you with white hair and beard, and you look very Scandinavian to me. Tom Martin Erickson.
Thank you. That's a compliment in this.
Oh, it is a compliment, absolutely. Our own Tom Martin Erickson, who is the host of Simply Folk on Sunday evenings here at Wisconsin Public Radio, is also a member of the Edvard Grieg Chorus.
Yes, we both sing baritone.
And he has that wonderful, striking white hair. And when you all get together, Is there a look that
you have
does
have
it
white hair? To get into this group?
You don't have to, but apparently it helps because there's a lot of white hair and not very much not white hair.
Looks really good with the red vest.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Which is also part of the ensemble. And now you have soloists who stand out, and some of this I gather from what I've seen of your recordings is in Norwegian, some of it's in English.
It is. And at this point, a little plug from John for Sarah Lawrence, who is a Stoughton native, and her husband, Callan Metz, are soloists with us, along with Kenny Michaels, who is a member of the Bjornsen Chorus. We have those three folks soloing, and Sarah Lawrence is something she's very proud of.
Yes.
in Stoughton. She was, for instance, with the national touring company of Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
And she and her husband Cal are going to sing solos, and Kenny Michaels, who is a incredible tenor, Dave can tell you more about him, is singing as well.
So when the soloists sing, is there a tradition of a backup singing? How do you do that in conjunction with the choruses?
Normally we do, it varies from year to year. This particular year, the massed chorus is in three parts. And then in between each of those parts is something other than the massed chorus, not only to give the guys a break, but to provide a little more interest to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So after we finish our first group, then Sarah, who, by the way, is a Luther College graduate, mm-hmm. I just had to throw that in.
Yes, she's a phenomenal singer.
And
I've heard her a number of times.
She will present a number of pieces, Scandinavian, and then she'll be joined by Cal, her husband, in a duet as well. Then we will do our next group, and then following that part, the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra will do various pieces, mostly by Edvard Grieg.
Instrumental.
And then Sarah will join them for one number as well, Suvaisung from Peer Gynt.
Oh, yes, a gala event by the sound of it.
So, and then we finish with the last group. I'm guessing it will be about an hour and 20-minute concert, something like that, and should be a lovely, lovely time.
If nothing else, come and hear Lon Schenning. It'll bring tears to your eyes. It really is beautiful with the orchestra.
And thanks to our emissaries from the Sounds of Norway, let's call it.
Our guests today have been Dr. David Judish and John Lewis. They are with the Norwegian Singers Association of America, and they're here in Wisconsin for this year's Songerfest. It's only held every other year. Tonight there is a concert that's open to the public. It's free of charge, and it includes the individual short programs from each of the choruses that are here in Wisconsin. And then it culminates with that grand concert with hundreds of people on stage, including the orchestra and soloists. All of that you can find information about at OvertureCenter.com, and you can ask about tickets at 608-258-4141.
All right, next time I'd like to see both of you in red vests.
Thank you very much for coming. Sorry about our CD player issue. We weren't able to listen to any of the music, but sounds like if you're in South Central Wisconsin, it's a place to be this weekend.
It certainly is. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.